We're doing our dating class, and we left off in the dating class last time. We're discussing how you check out a girl. If you recall, I mentioned that generally you have to really do research. Before we go into how you do research again, I want to explain why it's important to do research. So last time I gave you a bunch of stories about people being set up with all kinds of interesting people that they wouldn't necessarily want to be set up with. This is tenfold more important for a girl than it is for a boy, but at the end of the day, it's important for all of us, firstly, so that we save time. You don't want to waste your time. You don't want to go out on a date and find out that the shatran told you she's 22 and really she's 42. It's been known to happen. You don't want to go out on a date and the shatran told you she's gorgeous and young and everything, and then you discover that she's divorced, has four kids, and she's not exactly not young, not gorgeous, and not single, or she's still working on getting her get. I'm quoting these true stories. I'm telling you stories that guys in the Mahon told me. So it's worth your while to take the time to save time. But there's another reason. When I started dating, so I said to myself, I'll start in Bein HaZmanim. This way, I have a whole month, and during that month, I'll find my wife, and it'll be less little Torah. I won't waste too much time learning. So I bumped into a friend of mine, and he laughed. He said, you think in 1 month, the first girl you'll go out with, that's who you're going to marry? So I said to him, I don't know, but I'll do mine, and God has to do His. I can't do more than that. I'll try. So 2 years and tens of girls later, I remembered that conversation, and I also laughed at myself. Everyone who starts hopes it's going to go quickly and I'll meet Mrs. Wright and it'll go quickly. But we have to recognize that you have no idea how long it's going to take. Bearing that in mind, we have to save our emotional stamina. Meaning, you don't want to be worn thin just because you've dated every girl you were set up with. If every guy that has an idea for a girl, you'll follow through on his idea and date every girl that someone tries setting up with, you could find yourself dating a girl almost every night and dating tens of girls a year. And there were guys in the Mahon who were dating a different girl every night, literally. I mean, there was a guy who I called to set him up. He said, yeah, great, sounds great, call me back. I call him back, he said, who are you talking to me about? I don't remember, I've dated so many girls since our conversation. Between our first conversation, about the time I got back to the girl and back to him, I was pretty shocked. The guy must have dated hundreds of girls. Hundreds. I don't know if he hit the thousands, but he definitely dated hundreds. And, you know, it's no wonderment that he had a hard time getting married. He did get married in the end. I'm happy for him. Other guys never get married. But, you know, he'd get set up with a girl, and he'd have to go look at the alphabet. Which one was that? Wait a second, did I date her already? I don't remember. You have to look. He had a whole phone book of girls. Okay, that's not the way it should be. Ideally, we want to rule out by phone. So don't go running to a date. What?
Why did he do it?
He didn't ask me. He did a lot of things that he didn't ask me. You say yes to one girl and you date two other girls till you get around to calling her. I don't know. That seems wrong to me. But fine. Okay. To each his own. What can I say?
Maybe he was just trying to beat the numbers.
We'll talk about that.
I see, then
right. Well, we'll get to that. So I don't think that's a correct attitude. We're not doing this. This isn't like a lottery ticket. We'll pick as many as we can. Maybe we'll get right. If you do good research, so then I was able to rule out 4 out of 5 girls. Meaning 4 out of 5 girls that people tried setting me up with, I was able to rule out. So I saved myself a lot of emotional stamina. Imagine if I dated over 50 girls by the time I got married. Imagine I would have dated 250 girls. I don't know if I ever would have gotten married. I don't know. I don't know what would have been of me. You know, it takes a certain amount of emotional strength to sit on a date with someone new. And not everyone is so pleasant. I'll still tell you some horror stories from my experience. But some people can really give it to you. And you've done nothing. But they have a vendetta with men or who knows what. You never know. Believe me, girls get it rough and guys get it rough. And you want to limit your exposure. Now this is doubly true for girls. Because girls emotionally get worn down much quicker than boys. Boys are polygamous by nature. It's okay for a guy for a period of time to meet this girl tonight, and another girl in 2 weeks, and another girl in 3 weeks, that's fine. After 50 girls or after 30 girls, the guy starts to get worn down. But you don't know how long you're going to be in this till you find your wife, so it's worth taking the time and verifying. Save your strength. So how do you verify? So firstly, we discussed last week. No one's taking notes again this week. So how are you going to remember this? I don't know. But we started it last week, which was the second class in the dating series, and we're continuing it this week, which is the third class, so you can look it up when you get there. And I told you last week that I don't know of anyone else that really spells it out like this, so it's not like I believe you'll pick this up anywhere else. You know, Pirkei Avos, there are probably thousands of them online. On dating, I don't know who else spells it out, so I do recommend you guys remember this stuff or take it down. Number one, I ask the Shadchan how they know the girl. Get a notebook, firstly. Have a notebook. Don't work around with these little slips of paper because they'll disappear. Have a notebook. You have to be organized. When someone comes and offers you a shidduch, so first of all, say thank you. Yeah, you're supposed to be minch. You want the guy to come back the second time, even if this girl wasn't the right one. So it's nice to show appreciation. You write down the person's name, the Shadchan's name. And you write down the girl's name. You write down the Shadchan's phone number. Today you know him. In 2 years, maybe you'll be learning the yeshiva in Rehovot. You'll have no idea how to get a hold of him. It takes one more second. Write down their name, their number. Write down their the date. You want to know when the shidduch was read. I hope that you won't be on the dating scene for 10 years, but you might be. And even if you're not on the dating scene for 10 years, maybe 10 years from now you'll want to set up this girl with someone that you know. So write down the date so you know what in 10 years from now she won't be the same 20 that she is now, right? She's 20 now, in 10 years she's 30. So you want to know that. So we said, Shadchan's name, girl's name, date, Shadchan's telephone number. I like asking till what time I could call, because if we're finishing class here at 10 o'clock, you want to know if you could call past 10 o'clock here in Israel. Okay, get the description. Now here's the game. When they try to tell you about a girl, you have to be as least specific as possible. It goes like this. What can you tell me about the girl? She's nice, she's intelligent, she's sweet. What else do you want to know? Could you tell me a little bit about her personality? She's warm, she's friendly, she's a good girl. What else do you want to know? Could you tell me what type of girl she is? You understand? They're always going to try to corner you, tell me more specific questions, and you always got to go around without being overt about it and ask general questions. So you just got to find 10 different ways to ask the same question differently. What type of girl she is, what's she like, what's her personality like, could you describe her to me? Just use different words to say the same question over and over and over again, because people give you 3 answers, like 3 adjectives, and then they stop. And you got to get them started again. They want you to guide them. Tell me what she's like. How do you know her? What type of person is she? You always got to get back to that. With the Shadchan, hopefully that's going to be less of a problem, but when you call up to verify about her, that's going to be more of a problem. They're always going to come back to, I don't know how to describe people. Tell me, what do you want to know? I'll answer your questions. So just keep going like that. And write down everything they say. Why is it important to write down? Because the Shadchan is going to tell you she's outgoing, she's friendly, she's responsible, she finished 2 degrees, she's warm, she's caring, she's kind. You'll call up the first person, they'll tell you, well, I don't know. She was going to be a barrister, and then she decided she wants to be a judge, and then she decided she wants to be a public prosecutor. She hasn't finished a single degree, but she knows she wants to prosecute people. She's a very tough cookie. Okay, suddenly you say, wait a second, that doesn't match what the Shadchan said. So you got to write down everything the Shadchan says, and then you got to write down everything the first person says, and compare notes. You'll be surprised. In the Dati Lumi world, you guys are fortunate. Most of you are going to be dating in the Dati Lumi world. Here in Israel, it's very easy. Friends give very accurate information. You got to read between the lines. I once had a guy who called, and first time he called, he starts yelling at my wife on the phone. So I answer the phone, he starts yelling at me. What am I going to do? Okay, fine. I take down his details, and I ask myself, who can I set this guy up with? You know, I don't want to do this to any girl, right? I kept him on file. We'll get back to the story a different time. Right. A year later, a girl calls me up, and I ask her what she's looking for, and she tells me a whole description, and I noticed that midot were not on her list. Like, she wasn't interested in midot, And I try feeling around, like, what's she looking for? She says, I need a guy who's tough. I need a guy who knows what he wants out of life. And I'm listening to the whole description. I'm asking myself, you know what? Is it fair to set her up with him? Like, she says she wants a guy who's tough. She says she wants a guy who's going to lay the law. I don't know. I'm asking myself, can I do this? Can't I do this? You know, what am I going to say if I do? What am I going to say if I don't? So then I figure, you know what? I'll be fair. You know, the truth is, worst comes to worst, on one date you already see who you're dealing with. So I won't say he has good midot. I'll tell her he's tough. I'll tell her. So I start telling her about a guy. I say, you know, there's this guy, and then I figure, you know, she says, are you describing so and so? I say, yeah. So she says, oh, I went out with him. You're 100% right. That was, I thought it worked. I thought it was a match. He dumped me, but he gave me your number. I got your number from him. So okay, fine. If that's what matches for her, that's what she wants, what can I say? At the end of the day, she didn't say, I want a guy with bad midot. She just left out midot. So some girls, I asked them, aren't midot important to you? So one girl told me, yeah, but looks are more important. So, okay, fine. I don't get that. I don't have to get it. My job isn't to judge. My job is to cater. No, this was a girl like recently. But you got to read between the lines. When they're describing a girl and they tell you a lot of things, and they don't tell you she's warm, they don't tell you she's caring, they don't tell you she's all kinds of things. Just listen. Listen to what they say, listen to what they don't say. People don't overtly tell you she's mean, she's cruel, she's nasty. But they'll use other words. They'll say she's very... right, there are all kinds of ways that people describe it. They don't say she's not sanua, they say she's very open. Whenever they use the word open, you have to know that the word is open is very open. You have no idea what they mean. Ask them, what do you mean by open? Like, girls also call me and use that word. I want an open guy. I say, how open? TV, movies, not shomer negia. How open is open? Just tell me. Okay, what? What? Sure, they answer it. I tell people when they call, and I don't know if most shadchanim work this way, but I always tell them, and that's what I said in the beginning of class. A shidduch is not about ideals. A shidduch is about who are you and who matches you. You have ideals, you have your aspirations. That's one section on the form. But a shidduch is about matching who you are with someone else, who they are. The fact that the ideal is, yes, you're not allowed to be over negir. You're not allowed to touch the girl you're dating. That's a su. But that's not the question she's asking me. She's asking me to set her up with someone. And if right now the lifestyle she's leading is such, so okay, my job isn't to go and preach to her. The ideal is a totally separate topic. In all our other classes, we discuss the ideal. When we're talking about shidduch, we're talking about setting up two people that have to match. They have to match. They have to be like concentric circles. Almost concentric circles. Which means that they have the same, almost the same values, very similar values, and aspirations that are compatible, if not similar. That's what I have to match. So if he aspires to keep Shabbat, and she's aspiring not to keep Shabbat, we have a problem. If she says, I have no intention of covering my hair, and he says, well, I want a wife that's going to cover her hair, so they have to discuss it, if they can bridge that gap. Are they? And when guys come to me with this, I always say, my question is not so much about her covering her hair. My question is, how does she decide which mitzvot she keeps and which not, and how do you decide? And are you compatible as far as your aspirations, your value system, your aspirations? The specifics interest me less than the general approach. The specifics have to be discussed. Look, is she going to keep family purity or not? If you're going to want to keep family purity and she's not, well, then you've got a problem. But again, it's not only the specifics, it's also the general outlook. Okay, so we said, you ask the shadchan, and you get a general description. It's worthwhile to know where she studied, what ulpana or ulpanit or whatever it was she studied at for high school, what she did after high school, where she did shirut lumi, and this you should take note of because this is one area that girls like talking about. It's a good subject of discussion on the dates, what they did on shirut lumi, and what she did afterwards, where she studied, what she studied, what her aspirations are. Now, assume she's Israeli. I always liked asking if she has experience with kids. I always like asking what her family's like. Do they know the family? And if she is chozer b'tshuva, I think it's critical to know how long ago was she chozer b'tshuva. And if it's a year or two, then I'm always curious to know where was she before that. I'm curious to know if she was out in Hodu or in India, or she was in America doing a BA. You know, it gives you a different perspective. Where's this person? Meaning, if it's only 2 years since they've been Jewish or Orthodox, so then where were they before then? I think it's interesting to know if your in-laws are going to be Jews for Jesus. You might want to know that. It's not critical. I mean, you know how many guys sitting here through the years have parents who are Jews for Jesus? Not one and not two. I'm not giving you examples that are theoretical. I'm talking to you from facts. That's not her fault if that's where her parents are, but you might want to know that. It might guide you a little bit as to what to discuss and how to discuss, and to be sensitive also. You got to be sensitive to where she's coming from. I think it is important to discuss family. Sometimes people don't like giving this information. So I always say, whatever information I ask of you, I ask of the girl. So whatever you're giving me, I'm taking from her. Now, we will discuss at a later class. When do we give which information to the other party? Meaning, that's a separate class. We'll get to that. But when you're finding out about the girl, I think it's worthwhile to take notes and find out. I always like having a reference, someone who knows the girl and knows the family as well. I'm always curious to hear from someone who was in the home. What kind of home did she see? Who are her role models? What are her parents like? For those of you who are Americans, dating Americans, life is going to be tougher. Because in the United States, the divorce rate is very high. So you have less to look at when it comes to homes. I've had the good fortune of learning with Europeans and Australians and South Africans. And let me compare a class in Machon Meir with a class there. In Machon Meir, I begin class and I ask, whose parents are not divorced? Because it's simpler to go that way. And one hand shoots up, two hands shoot up, usually Europeans. In the other places where I'm learning with South Africans and Australians, I can ask whose parents are not divorced, and everyone's hand shoots up, or everyone but one. There's a marked difference, and I don't know the statistics, but I see it from the kids that are coming. There's a marked difference. So if you're going to be dating Americans, so then more than likely, I mean, the odds are that she's coming from a home where the parents are not happily married. I'm not saying it's a plus. It's still a minus. But it's not a deal breaker. What can you do? Yeah? Why? Why does it have to do with Baal Teshuva? I mean, the statistics are that the more from the community, the lower the statistics of divorce. But I don't think it's only a Baal Teshuva issue. It's all over. I never thought of it. I don't know. Yeah?
Is it wrong to, like, view person's parents being divorced as a no-go?
So, when it comes to deal breakers, I think the way to go is as follows. You guys are boys. I wouldn't say this to girls. But today, no one has explained why. But the statistics are such that there are a lot of girls on the market and much less boys on the market. And there are statistics that have shown that the census in the world at large has been such that there were much more girls born than boys. So being that you're boys, it's a boys' world today. It didn't used to be this way. Today it is. And as such, I always say, you're not 55 or 75, you're 25, 35, 45. You're at an age where time is on your side to an extent. A girl who's 25, 27, 32, 35, 37, 42, 45, time is not on her side. But for a boy, time isn't such a factor. Assuming that other things aren't going on in your lives, so I feel like you start to date, you're entitled to say, yeah. A girl that comes from a divorced home, that's a deal breaker. A girl that comes from a Baal Teshuva home, that's a deal breaker. A girl that her parents aren't living in Israel, that's a deal breaker. You can say whatever you want. You're entitled. No one can tell you not to. And I think it's even logical when you're starting, if these are things that bother you, So set your standards at whatever you feel is good for you. After a period, you'll be dating for a month, 2 months, 5 months, 7 months. Either you'll see that you're not getting too many offers that match your criterion, and then maybe you'll have to rethink which points to compromise on. Or you'll see that there are a lot of girls that match your criterion, and then there's no reason to compromise. But being that time is not against you here, I mean, so long as you feel like you can continue living as a bachelor and you're not going crazy, so, and I wasn't joking when I said that, so long as you're not so pressured, then I don't think you have to forgo all of these things. The only thing you have to factor is that some shadchanim might get upset at you, which I think is wrong, but no one cares what I think. Meaning some shadchanim might tell you, you can't set this standard, you can't set that standard. I don't know, it's your life. I don't see why anyone should tell you what to do, but you're going to have to contend with them, and you might need them. So you'll have to think how to work around them. I don't know. But that's a practical issue. I think that practically there's no reason in the beginning not to set your standards with whatever you feel comfortable. And with time, you'll reconsider and you'll see which points to compromise on. Yeah?
Is it good to stop after several disappointments?
To stop what?
Maybe.
So that goes into another realm, which I hope we'll still get to discuss this semester, about when to take a break and how to protect yourself. We discussed not getting emotionally scarred. So we'll have to discuss that also. Meaning, I don't know if we'll get to that. It is a problem that sometimes people get emotionally scarred. And I know people who never got married because of the scars they have from dating. And a person has to be balanced. On the one hand, be open enough to developing a relationship so that it could go somewhere. And on the other hand, protect themselves and herself that they, if it doesn't work out, they don't end up crushed.
Yeah, but even if not crushed, would it be a good thing to stop? Or you always have to continue?
So there are times when a person has to take a break, and there are times when a person has to reevaluate. Maybe I have to think, why is it not working? Meaning a person does have to reevaluate and try to learn from their mistakes. Sometimes there's nothing that the person's doing wrong, and sometimes there's everything that the person's doing wrong. And I had a guy who reached engagement with many, many girls. Every girl he'd reach engagement with, I mean, really, went very well until they reached engagement. Then he'd do things, I don't know what he did till this day, but he had like 5 broken engagements. And makes you wonder. Eventually he got married. But it took him a long time. 5 broken engagements. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Every time the girl broke it. It's from the girl's side. Today's happily married. It's a great guy. I mean, I'm just saying. So sometimes people are doing something wrong. It pays to figure out what they're doing wrong. Yeah. Yeah. I just feel like the guys have so many questions. We're not going to finish this topic this semester. Maybe we should take a Thursday night.